The broker working for and with the buyer. Potential buyers begin as unrepresented customers and remain in that status until they enter an agency relationship. When working with buyers, present and explain the information about brokerage services agency information form. Candidly discuss the differences between being a customer and a client. Explain to the buyer that you represent the seller unless the buyer becomes a client. Discuss the sub-agency relationship and your company policy. Also, point out that if the buyer does not want representation, some properties will not be available for showing because the listing broker did not offer sub-agency cooperation. If the buyer wants representation, explain the services offered, including buyer counseling and negotiation. New real estate professionals typically close their first two or three transactions with buyers. This is because when most sellers are ready to buy again, they call on the agent who sold them their home. Assuming the seller had a good experience with that agent, the agent has stayed in touch and is still in the business. Sales statistics. 48% of salespeople never follow up with a prospect. 25% of salespeople make a second contact and stop. 12% of salespeople make more than three contacts and stop. Only 10% of salespeople make more than three contacts. 2% of sales are made on the first contact. 3% of sales are made on the second contact. 5% of sales are made on the third contact. 10% of sales are made on the fourth contact. 80% of sales are made on the fifth to 12th contact. Moreover, while your ambition may be that of a listing agent, do not be discouraged because today's homeowner today sells every 3 years on average. So, when you close that first buyer-side transaction, you can count on your buyer becoming a seller in a relatively short period. Agents can handle several listings, but can only effectively manage three buyers at a time on average. The reason is simple. Buyers require 100% of an agent's time committed to them. Agents cannot show homes to two or five different buyers simultaneously. However, they typically can manage 2, 5, or 15 listings at one time. Summary of services for the buyer. Three ways sales agents add value to the buying process. 1. Counseling. Assist the buyers in acquiring and interpreting information about the property and its condition. 2. Negotiating. Help the buyers arrive at a realistic offer for the property and plan a negotiating strategy. Advise them about financing options. 3. Managing the transaction. Guide the buyers through the complicated paperwork of a real estate transaction and ensure the closing stays on schedule. Tips for working with a buyer. Pre-approval for financing is critical. If the buyer has not already done so, arrange for him or her to meet with a lender. Do not waste precious time, yours or the buyer's, showing properties to potential buyers who do not qualify financially. Determine the buyer's ability to purchase. A buyer is not merely someone who would like to own a home. In today's market, countless people want to buy a home but cannot because they are unable to obtain financing or they are in a situation in which they owe more on their home than it is worth. Establish a timeline. A buyer is someone who can buy a home and has a timeline. Agents should recognize the signs of a serious buyer to avoid the many frustrating obstacles a buyer's agent can encounter, including showing countless homes to someone who wants to buy but cannot buy because of their financial situation. Buyer's agents. Taking the Accredited Buyer's Representative, ABR course, is a must for brokers when deciding to bring their first buyer's agent on board. A buyer's agent could be an agent who does not want to work with sellers or a new agent eager to learn from a more experienced agent. Hiring a buyer's agent frees up the appointment calendar so that a broker's team can work on multiple business opportunities, buyers and sellers, at the same time. Some agents may receive a higher referral fee for the first closing on a referred buyer and a lower referral fee for any future business from that same buyer. Another payment arrangement for a buyer's agent is a graduated fee scale in which the first referral the month is 25%, the next referral is 30%, and the next is 50%. Each month, it starts all over again. The incentive is the buyer's agent's continued motivation for referrals. There should always be a written agreement that the prospect or client belongs to the team leader. All terms and conditions of hiring should always be in writing and signed by all parties. Other considerations. Whether working with buyers or sellers, license holders must remain mindful of the agency relationship and ensure their expectations are appropriate. If an unrepresented buyer asks for representative services, the agent should remind the buyer of what is appropriate under customer status. Always consult the firm's agency policy manual, sales manager, or broker if any confusion arises regarding an agent's duties and responsibilities.